We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Burrow's got time. Launching for the end zone. Jump ball. Touchdown. Terrence Marshall. And Burrow believes that was a crucial play to stretch the lead. You can see by their reaction. Dropped a dime again.
From now until you meet with your coaching staff, how do you spend this time with your family and friends?
You know, we're going to go back to it. We got a nice suite. I got Kelly and my three boys with me. We're probably going to get a ham sandwich or maybe some boudin or something. Go to bed and wake up tomorrow and do it again.
There you have it. Ed Ogeron. Wade, I'm going to tell you, man, I played for some good coaches. Houston Nutt's my guy.
Yeah.
I played for some good coaches. Joe Ferguson was my quarterback coach. Wade Wilson, God bless his soul, was my quarterback coach, man. But when I watch football, very rarely do I come across a guy and go, man, I would love to play for that guy. I would love to be in the locker room. I'd love to be a part of one of his teams. I am absolutely stoked for the fact that Ed O goes over there, takes a head job, goes through a lot of adversity, takes a head job at his home school, LSU, and goes on and wins a national title versus the Clemson Tigers 42-25.
Yeah, man, he's one of those guys that everybody and anybody can get behind. He's one of those guys that you say to yourself, like, hey, he does it the right way. He's a good person. He genuinely cares about you and your success on and off the field. And when it's a good person and they succeed, it just makes you feel good. Yep. It makes you feel good inside that you were a part of it or that you got to witness it. And you've seen the different negative things that have been said about him, the situation that happened to him at USC. And now USC is probably looking like, damn, how do we screw that up? You know what I mean? But he just never would have fit out there. And that negative thing that happened to him out there in USC set him up perfectly so that he could be where he was supposed to be back home. And at LSU, winning a national championship on the biggest stage and having one hell of a damn season.
Wait, you talking about like some of the – when I was – he was at Ole Miss, and I believe it was when I was covering the SEC, or maybe it was right before. But some of the stuff you hear that he had done, like the first team meeting, he rips his shirt off, makes all the guys stand up and rip their shirt off and take the earrings out, and just kind of real far-fetched, kind of outside-the-box, aggressive way of thinking and a way of coaching. And
the worm in his mouth?
Yeah, yeah. Did you see that? That was good stuff. But they, you know, the thing about Ed O that I love is the humility, right? I mean, the fact there's something about a guy that's extremely successful, obviously, but I don't care if a guy's extremely successful or not, but there's something about the guy that says, you know what? I screwed some things up in the past. I made some bad decisions. I maybe didn't always say and do the right things and treat people the way that I should have made it or I should have treated them, but I've learned from it. I'm better today because of it, and you're going to watch the finished product or today's product of me and where I've come and watch what we can do at LSU. And this dude goes and puts literally – I don't know – I can't think of another season, Wade, that's better. This is the greatest single season by a team in modern era in college football history. When you talk about – 15-0, they beat Clemson 42-25, snapping a 29-game win streak. 7 victories over top 10 teams this season, most in FBS history, by the way. Clemson, OU, Georgia, Bama, Auburn, Florida, and Texas, I believe, are the 7 that they beat. Check this out. Only team in the FBS history with a 5,000-yard passer, and that's Joe Burrow, 1,000-yard rusher, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, two, 1,500-yard receivers, Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. And by the way, Randy Moss's son caught 2 tugs last night, and Terrence Marshall was in that highlight climbing a ladder to go get one. Wait, I just don't know how, all things considered, we could tab a team having a better season than what LSU wrapped up last night.
You really can. And the thing about it is they started off the season against Texas and they won that game in a shootout. And everybody was like, damn, LSU actually has an offense this year.
Yes.
They're going to be able to compete. But you know what they did throughout the season? They got better and better and better. And they got better all the way through the national championship game. They beat Clemson, a team that you saw how they played against Ohio State last week or 10 days ago, or however long it was. They played a hell of a good ball game against a damn good football team, and they got outclassed by LSU. LSU was just head and shoulders better than everybody in college football, and there were some damn good teams in college football. You got to give them a lot of credit for what they were able to do.
Wait, when you talk about getting better, I think most of that improvement, the offensive improvement was damn near instant. When Joe Brady took the gig from New Orleans, which is a really, really cool story of how they found him. He was with the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
And apparently there was a coach's clinic and Ed O. I don't know if Ed O was there.
Sandwich.
Yeah, there you go. Or if he sent his guys down there, some of his offensive staff down there, essentially for a coach's clinic. Well, Sean Payton, for some reason or another, couldn't lead the clinic. So Joe Brady, being sub 30 years old, 20 something years old, took over and did it.
Yeah.
And that's when LSU was introduced to him, is at that meeting. Well, then fast forward, I don't know if it was a week or a month or 2 months, but they're looking for maybe a little bit of an upgrade or an addition. Let's say an addition to the offensive staff. Because that offense had been very archaic, for a lack of better terms.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. And quarterback, they had really good quarterbacks that show up and play well from time to time. And a couple of them won big, and they ended up getting a shot in the league, but they were never really good, polished, clean quarterbacks. The offense was never a well-oiled machine. Always unbelievably talented, obviously.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they go down there, and several weeks or months later, they're looking for an addition to their staff. And Joe Brady's name comes up. And Joe Brady ends up at LSU and turns this thing around offensively. Where I was going with the improvement, to me, Wade, on the defensive side of football, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always been really good at LSU on defense. But early in the season, they struggled. And they made huge strides throughout the season.
Yeah, they struggled mightily early in the season. You saw Texas is moving the ball up and down the field on them. And I mean, I was about to say that they were good offense back then, and they definitely regressed throughout the season. But you know that at that time, nobody took LSU seriously to be a national championship contender because the defense wasn't on par of what you would look at to be on that level. But as the season went on, they got better and better week in and week out. The performance they did against Oklahoma, legit. Yeah. The performance that they had against Clemson last night. I mean, mind you now, this is Clemson. This is wide receiver U. This is Trevor Lawrence. This is Travis Etienne. Like, these guys will be first-round draft picks up and down the board, and 25 points, man. They had a hell of a performance against Clemson, and that's the reason why I agree with you that this is the most impressive season I've ever seen in college football.
You know what's crazy, man, is when you look at what – talk about the defensive performance, and I don't know the X's and O's behind what exactly they were doing. I know they were rolling coverages. They were disguising looks really, really well. But their ability to keep Trevor Lawrence off balance was impressive, because that's the one thing. Trevor Lawrence is a young cat. When you let him lean on a tree and raise that 30-06 and get that scope nice and steady on that tree, he's going to hurt you now. It's sniper accurate. But that big cat, when you make him move and you make him throw off platform, as much as popular it is today in training – for all these guys to work off platform throw, you can work all you want at that stuff. When you're 6'5", 6'6", you're still a much more potent quarterback, thrower of the football, if you work on how – it's not about what all you can do off platform.
Yeah.
Right? To me, it's about work your ass off to stay on platform. And if you play a football season and you throw 80% of your balls on platform because you work it versus 50% – on platform because you're working everything else, then you're going to have a better season. They were able to get him essentially, quote unquote, off platform last night, throwing across his body, falling out of throws, and he just was not able to complete those throws. And it ended up being a big time factor in the game, because he is nasty from the pocket, man.
And then think about this. LSU had the type of personnel that when he did get out of the pocket, when he did scramble, they had athletes that could run with them stride for stride, catch them, tag them when they got there, to also be physical in a run game. Not every team in America has those type of horses, those type of dogs at the linebacker level that can allow you to spy a guy like Trevor Lawrence. And so it paid dividends yesterday for him.
Yeah, wait, you talk about a couple of the other teams. You and I were talking before the show, man. You talk about the other teams is you know, maybe the 2001 Miami.
Yeah, Miami Hurricanes. That, I mean, looking at that team and the amount of first-round draft picks that were on that roster, yeah. I would love to see if there was a maybe, you know, remember the video game NCAA football back in the day. If you could simulate that matchup between this year's LSU team, that Miami team 2001, back in the Nebraska teams back in the day with Tommy Frazier and them,
yeah.
I would love to see some of those teams match up and play. But, you know, you don't want to fall into the trap of recency bias, but seeing the way LSU played this year,
yeah,
I've never seen such dominance at the college level.
Yeah, the results too, Wade. I mean, like, when you talk about, I think if we sat here and said, you know, matchup wise and talent wise and draft pick wise, I think it's a very valid point of Miami and Nebraska and some of the earlier Miami teams. A couple of the earlier Miami teams were nasty. I think a couple of Florida State teams back in the day were nasty. Some of the Texas teams back in the day were nasty. But when you talk about running through a schedule of top opponents, I mean, they beat seven top 10 opponents, bro. Like, at one point in time, that opponent was in the top 10 in college football. And then on top of that, you scored 40 on them jokers. Averaged across the board 40-plus on them jokers and just blew the records out of the book, man. I just don't see how it's not the greatest season of all time.
Yeah, and when you figure out or you look at the numbers that they beat, that the AP top four teams in consecutive weeks to finish the season. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
You beat Alabama, you beat Clemson, you beat Oklahoma, you beat Clemson, and you beat Ohio State. What was the other one? There was another one I'm missing.
I'm trying to think who it was before that. But nonetheless, the point is they beat a bunch of them. Georgia.
It was Georgia. It was Georgia,
They beat Bama, Georgia, OU, Clemson. I mean, they banged it out over a hell of a schedule, man. You're talking about, I mean, golly, I don't know that anybody had a tougher schedule. I think A&M had a tough schedule this year, but I mean, that's one of the toughest schedules in the year. And you go out there and go 15-0 and set records along the way, man. Great job to LSU. Congrats to Ed O.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.